And we have a guest for a community conversation this morning. Michelle from the Volunteer Center is on the line, and also Claire from Interfaith Caregivers. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Claire. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Did you ever deal with 8-Tracks, Michelle?
You know, I remember visiting my aunt and uncle's house, and they had one.
Okay. Because you missed that by about a decade.
You know, I was of the Walkman, and you know, you had to save your battery. You didn't really want to fast forward, rewind kind of thing.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Every media player has its quirks and limitations.
Yes.
So, well, let's. Let's go ahead and jump into our community conversation this morning. Where do you want to start? Do we want to have Claire give a little information about Interfaith Caregivers?
Yeah, I'd love to hear from Claire about, you know, give our listeners a little background on what Interfaith Caregivers is and what their mission is and why they're important on an important part of our community, please.
Perfect. Sounds great. Again, thanks for having me. Claire Robbie with Interfaith Caregivers of Washington County. Our mission is to connect Washington County seniors with caring volunteers to help them remain their independence. We do that in many ways through our different volunteer opportunities. One of our biggest ones is transportation to different medical appointments, and that's in and out of the county, which can be a limitation with the taxi and all that. So we're important here in Washington County because there's a need. We have tons of seniors here in Washington County at all different health levels. So kind of to put in perspective, we were doing about 200 rides a week prior to COVID, and then all different other kinds of services daily. So I would say because we're in need is why we're important here in Washington County.
I would agree with you. Can you give us a little history? You know, how long have you been in the community and things like that?
Yeah, so we started actually in just a room in the American Red Cross. And then 2005, we got our current location on West Washington Street, an old pick and save building. So we've been there ever since. And then we did open up office hours in Hartford last year. And then again, unfortunately, with COVID, we kind of shut those down, but hoping to start those again when we are able to. But yeah, so we've been doing well since 2005 and just, you know, developing ourselves as organizations and then gaining those new volunteers to help us.
Now, have the rides started back up again?
Rides have started back up. So we're still a little bit limited on our volunteers. We have about 30 to 40 volunteers fully vaccinated. So we feel good about that doing our transportation again. We're just looking to get more volunteers back who feel comfortable driving. So we're limited on how many. I think we're doing, next week we'll be back to about 100 rides, which is huge. So
that feels wonderful. Yeah. So I guess, before we talk about any fundraising, you had hit on volunteers a little bit. So are you currently looking for new volunteers?
We are always looking for new volunteers, anyone who would help us. We have our own, well, they kind of can schedule themselves. We have an online sign-up system, so anyone who's feeling tech-savvy can go ahead and sign up on there. So, yeah, always looking for volunteers because we always have clients looking for different opportunities for us to help us.
Yeah, and for 2021, do you foresee some of your other programs, and maybe we can touch on what some of those other programs are in this as well, coming back?
Yes, that is the hope. So I guess no one really knows what's happening with COVID. So right. We do other services like lighthouse cleaning, in-home visits, grocery shopping for or with the senior. So unfortunately, those in-person activities other than driving are suspended. So there's hopes that they come back later this year, but I guess there's just still too much unknown at this point. But we feel good about the vaccination coming out and our volunteers taking that up.
And Interfaith Caregivers also has that medical equipment lending service.
Yep. So the Help Corner is someone that we pair with, and they do the health equipment lending program, loans out all that different medical equipment, kind of like a store. So it's a great thing to have in our community as well.
Yeah. And Claire, I was wondering too about the, you know what? I'm sorry. My brain just went away after the Help Corner. Well, okay, let's move on to any fundraising that you have. Do you have anything coming up, or how do you collect funds, or how could people find ways to help you out with that?
Yeah, so being a community nonprofit, we apply and then secure grants that are offered through all different, different companies, or we're a part of Senior Corps, AmeriCorps Seniors, so that's really nice, and they help us. With fundraising, we really only have one big fundraiser a year, and we call that our T, which is held at West Bend Mutual Insurance in the Prairie Center. So this last year in 2020, we did have to cancel, which was unfortunate. Again, hopes are looking good that next October in 2021, we will be able to do our T event, and that's just a huge silent auction. So we have really good turnouts and really great gifts. So. Yeah, if anyone's interested in October, we have the tea.
All right, and is there a website where people can go if they want to find out more about Interfaith Caregivers, whether they want to volunteer or they need service, or where do we send them?
Yep, so we have our website, www.interfaithwashco.org, and that has all of our different volunteer opportunities. The Volunteer Center has our different volunteer opportunities. And then just giving the office a call. We can always mail an application if someone doesn't have a printer.
And that would also be a great place for people to keep an eye on different services as they become available, right?
Correct. Yep, I'll keep that up to date, like with our driving. And then as soon as other things become available, I'll definitely be posting that on our Facebook page and then the Volunteer Center as well.
All right.
Wonderful.
So, I can't believe we've got an anniversary for the Hub coming up again already.
Yes, it is. It's pretty amazing. So, Rick, as you're talking about that, in February of 2018, the Hub opened its doors with limited hours and started collecting tips right away and to share with nonprofits. And fast forwarding 3 years, and our updated tip jar total is now over $86,000. And that just helps support local nonprofits, and we're really, it feels really great that we have this, way to impact the local community. So we thank everybody for coming out and supporting nonprofits in that way. For February, we just have a few days left in February, so I wanted to highlight the tip jar nonprofits for February. Washington County Aging and Disability Resource Center, Wellspring, the Washington County Humane Society, and the Extension Washington County, Wisconsin. But March is soon coming, so let's just let people know who we'll be talking about in March, or collecting tips for in March, and that is Interfaith Caregivers, Casa Guadalupe, 4C Family Center, the Museum of Wisconsin Art, and Historic West Bend Theater, The Bend. There are 5 weeks in March, so there are five organizations.
Uh-huh. Funny how that works out.
Yes.
So what else is going on at the Hub?
Well, I just really want to take a minute and say a huge thank you to West Bend Mutual Insurance Company for helping us spread kindness at the Hub. They've paid for everyone's coffee Monday and Tuesday of this week. So everyone who came into the Hub got a free coffee because of West Bend Mutual.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a great event. And we're not saying cups of coffee. You could get your special lattes, and West Bend Mutual did that as an act of kindness. So we're really fortunate to have a company like that as part of our community.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really cool. We're continuing a little bit. We're doing the whole week as Kindness Week, and we're giving a little prompts on our social media about different things you can do to just spread kindness from day to day. We also, today is National Chili Day. Did you know that?
I did not. Which just seems like it's something I should know for some reason.
Right? Well, because it is today National Chili Day, the Hub is serving up chili, and it has a cornbread muffin with it. And for the rest of the week, you're going to see chili on our soup menu. So we're having fun with some of those national days. There's at least one or two things every day that we can celebrate.
Oh, all right. All right. You're still working on the mosaic? I'm thinking maybe for spring there's a new micro mosaic coming.
Yes. So, you know, we were collecting our canvases before COVID hit us as a storm, right? And but we have these beautiful canvases and we want to highlight them. So we're doing it as micro mosaics right now because we really, really want everybody to be able to come together to view the whole mosaic as one piece. But our micro mosaic, as you said, will be updated for spring, and that will be up in the Hub on March 21st. And it's not too late because we have not, you know, done the whole mosaic. You can still be part of the project. There's room for more. And you can find more information about that on our volunteer center's website.
All right. Sounds good. Now, there's in the summer, there's always been for several years, there's been Camp Superhero. And there's also the winterized version.
Yeah, Camp Superhero, for those who are not familiar, is a way that we take the youth of our community and give them volunteer opportunities in a camp kind of atmosphere. We've had great success with this program, so we wanted to, you know, stretch our arms out a little bit further and did a winter Camp Superhero this year for the first time. There were many opportunities to get involved. The last one will be March 10th. They are doing it virtually. You pick up a packet or a box in the Hub that has all the supplies you need to be part of camp, and then they meet virtually on March 10th to talk about what they're working on and the nonprofit that it supports. You can still sign up for that last camp on our website.
All right. And speaking of the website and other social media, the Volunteer Center and the Hub, very active in social media.
Yes, it is a great place to see what's happening, what the fun things going on at the Hub and the newest things happening at the Volunteer Center. You're right, our social media is active both on Facebook and on Instagram. And we also have a pretty active website that is kept up to date with current information.
All right. Do we have some nonprofits to highlight this week, some needs of the week to share?
Absolutely. We also, I just want to give a little bit more information. We actually, these needs of the week that we'll be talking about are also in the West Bend paper each week. So just kind of keep an eye out there, too, for more opportunities to get involved. Just wanted to point that out. But Claire, would you like to get started with the opportunities at Interfaith?
Yeah, thank you. So Interfaith Caregivers, a little bit about us again. When you volunteer with Interfaith, you get to pick what services you would like to assist with. So we have all different variety, and then you get to specifically pick. And there's no monthly time commitment. If you're gone for a while, let us know, and we wouldn't contact you to get your schedule. You create your volunteer experience. So the volunteer application is located on our Interfaith website. You can pick one up at the office or have one mailed to you. And again, our services are transportation, medical appointments in and out of the county, grocery shopping for or with the senior, minor yard maintenance, light house cleaning, in-home or phone calls, and snow shoveling. And we do group opportunities, too. So any group that would be interested, we can accommodate that as well.
All right. Sounds good. I'm guessing the snow shoveling volunteers have been relatively busy.
They have been busy. It was a slow start, but it picked up quickly.
All right. Michelle, what else do we have?
Yes, so Lac La Ronde. This is fun that we're starting to get volunteer opportunities for things that sound like spring. Do you enjoy getting your hands dirty and working outdoors? Every Wednesday morning, the LLC, Lac La Ronde Conservancy, stewards work on various projects on the property and help maintain the trails. You don't need any experience for this volunteer opportunity, and there's more information on the Volunteer Center's website.
All right.
There's also the Washington County Parks and Trails. They are looking for creative volunteers with technology skills that are interested in creating or updating trail maps, disc golf course maps, and park maps.
All right. And Michelle, one more?
Yeah, Casa Guadalupe Education Center. They're seeking individuals with an intermediate knowledge of Spanish and a passion for helping kids learn. Their after-school program, Read to Succeed, they're looking for people to assist with that. And it's a virtual opportunity to help the elementary students and middle school students. And this is a Hartford Joint One District opportunity. Their first language is Spanish, and they need a little help with their reading skills as well as helping with homework. Again, it's a virtual program, and it currently runs on Mondays from 3:30 to 5 p.m.
Now, those are some interesting opportunities, but in case that's not maybe what is up your alley, I'll bet there's a place where you can find more than 200 other volunteer opportunities.
There sure is, and it's volunteernow.net. And we, like you said, you can find over 200. You can search by your interest. For instance, I like to work with children, or I like to work with animals. You can also search by groups that you're interested in working with, Interfaith Caregivers, Casa Guadalupe. So there's many ways to search for opportunities on that website, and it's very intuitive.
All right. Claire, one more time, if you could give us the information, contact information for Interfaith Caregivers, please.
Yep. Interfaith Caregivers of Washington County. Phone number 262-365-0902, or our website www.interfaithwashco.org, and we are on Facebook as well.
All right, and Michelle, the exciting details for a location, etc., for the Volunteer Center of Washington County.
Absolutely. We are at 303 Water Street in West Bend. That is on the roundabout near downtown and near MoWA, the Museum of Wisconsin Art.
All right, and also active on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, you name it, there's something there.
Yes, and, you know, if you're a person who would rather just come and talk to a person in person, we do have that as an option as well. Because the Volunteer Center and the Hub are located in the same building, you're able to set up an appointment with one of our volunteer coordinators, and they can meet you up in the Hub, and you can have a conversation or give us a call. Our phone number is 262-338-8256, and we're very happy to talk with you on the phone if that works better for you.
All right, that sounds good. Claire, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you guys.
And Michelle, thanks. Always a pleasure. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Yes, good to hear. Talk to you today.
All right, thanks everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County and Claire from Interfaith Caregivers Community Conversation this morning here on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470.